This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret, silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our second hour on Friday, the 5th day of April. Prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage people to stock up on medical and sanitation supplies. Buy them in case lots. You'll get a really nice discount. Keep them in a cool, dry place, and they'll be ready for you in the future when you might need them. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend, Dr. Lynn Wilbert, D.C., my personal physician, my wife, Dr. Moore's personal physician. We're going to be talking about health-related matters. His website, relatively new and beautifully, very, very well laid out, AccuTouch. That's AccuTuch, AccuTouch.com. There's a link to my website at thelibertyman.com. Good morning, Doctor.
Greetings, J.R. Moore. How are you?
I am. Well, Doctor, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. We have a beautiful spring day ahead of us here. All the days are beautiful, and looking forward to it getting warmer and people getting more active. And so what topic did you want to start with this morning, sir, Doctor?
Oh, it's really interesting that you brought up that it's a beautiful spring day, everything is blooming. And so we could move right into exercise. This is the time where people become more active. I've included two, in my mind, pretty strenuous and time-consuming activities. It's called gardening and golf, two of my favorite passions. And so we have to be careful when we accelerate our activity after a relative rest winter. I don't get out in the cold and take golf, obviously, and we can't plant. So those two activities have been implemented in my routine now. And so nobody added any hours. We still have the same 24 hours, even though it seems like it's going by faster these days. But we have to consider why exercise is important. And in fact, that's where we're going. We covered nourishment to a degree last week. this time of year, you can get into melon. I would wait until May so that it's ripe for the season. 75% fruits, 75 to 80%. I'm easy in the 80, 90% fruits and vegetables. But it's not necessary to go that far if you prefer to eat other things. That's where the 20, 25% of whatever protein you want to eat. I do very little processed bread. If I eat bread, is 100% stone ground whole wheat. I don't do any processed packaged anything. If it's in a package, leave it on the shelf. Those general rules. So again, the reason why we eat is for nourishment or fuel, that we can have enough minerals to rebuild and rejuvenate and replace. In a lot of cases, 100 red blood cells only live for 120 days. And since they have a very high level function in the body, yeah, like carrying oxygen, they have to be in a process where if one gets recycled, there's another one immediately ready to mature and take its place. So with that being said, exercise is, we've all heard the statement, the adage, if you don't use it, you will lose it.
That's right.
And that's absolutely true. 100% true. I have a sign in my office that says, life is to keep moving. To sustain life, you must keep moving. Because if I just sat down and didn't move, I might come along and say, well, Dr. Lynn's not moving. Hope he's okay. Come back next week, oh, Dr. Lynn's not moving. We may want to consider throwing some dirt on him. So if you're not moving, you will have to pick out a plot. And I mentioned in one of our earlier conversations that I can take a 21-year-old young lad today, strapping lad. I mean, just think back to when we were 21, John. We were leaping over tall buildings with a single
arm. Oh, yes. Absolutely.
And plus, we knew everything. And so I can put him in a facility and say, okay, you don't have to get out of bed. You can lay in a bed and play video games. We bring your food. We'll handle all your bathroom facilities right here in the bed. And I'll guarantee you in 21 days, he will not be able to walk. And he will need several months of rehabilitation to learn how to walk. And so walking is the most quintessential exercise because you can do it for all your life. And I would suggest doing it all of your life. Again, I mentioned earlier that if you did not exercise, you can count on taking days, minutes, hours, months, years off your life. And we must remember how to prepare for exercise. I'm a Zumba advocate, enthusiast. I've had 18 one-hour sessions of Zumba over the last year and a half. And you may think it's not much of an exercise, but it is. It certainly is. And so when I went to the first class, I'm going, can't be that much. It really is. And it taught me a very important principle that I adhere to. Before you begin to do anything, did I say anything? Like mopping, making a bed, sweeping the floor, you must ask your body for permission. What I mean by that, it's absolutely more important to warm up, to stretch before you begin your activity. I don't mop a floor before I evaluate which muscles I'm going to use, how I'm going to use them, and I will incorporate a stretch to help warm those muscles up, as well as golf or Zumba or any activity. Stretching is the key. And stretching, warming up before, is more important than after.
Absolutely. I've always found that to be the case, Doctor. I know when I was active in the track team at Fort Bragg and in the in high school both. I would use these various creams that would warm up the muscles, help warm up the muscles. Icy Hot, I think, was one brand, different brands out there, to help get those muscles loosened up and warmed up. In addition to the stretching, it seemed to be some benefit to that. Sometimes that stuff was really hot, and if you touched a sensitive part of your body, you would remember not to do that again, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And they still make those topical analgesics for helping muscles to endure, because that's what happens. You take the muscles and go to a higher level of activity, and gone are those days that we can go from rest to work in our 20s. That day is gone. And even with what I know now, I wouldn't have done it then, because you run the risk of injury. And warm up after you do the activity. It's important to stretch, and here's why you stretch after the activity. You've heard, you see these big bodybuilders after a workout session, they're all pumped up and the muscles are defined. Well, they want that, but most bodybuilders do not stretch after. I'm in the gym, I watch them, they just walk right out, they don't stretch.
Right.
The reason why you stretch after is multifold, but we'll cover a couple of them. In order to get blood into the muscle, it has to go in by way of blood vessels. In order to get lactic acid out of the muscle, it has to get out of the muscle by way of blood vessels. The arteries, the capillaries going in, vessels and veins going out. And so you're nourishing the muscle, and let's just say it's a big bicep muscle. Well, the opposite stretch of that would be to straighten your arm so you can stretch the bicep. That's why you see bodybuilders who have been doing it for a while, they can't straighten their arm out, because the muscle has been contracted for so long, it doesn't have the ability to elongate back to its original length. So here's what happens. When the muscle gets bigger, it squeezes on the blood vessels that's entwined in the fibers of the muscle. See, when we look at a muscle, we see a whole muscle, but that's not a muscle. It's not a whole muscle. It has filaments, muscle filaments. And in between those muscle fibers, that's where blood vessels are in order to nourish the muscle. And so once the muscle is engorged and pumped up, it squeezes on the blood vessels. And when it squeezes on the blood vessels, it cuts down the activity of lactic acid out, nourishing blood in, because it's squeezing the blood vessels. And so why do you stretch after? Because you're stretching the connective tissue inside the muscle, and now the blood vessels can breathe and they can function. You can move the lactic acid out, which is toxic for the muscle, but that's how we work. We have trillions of cells in our body, and every cell inside is alkaline. We talked about that, alkaline versus acid. We are alkaline by design and acid by function. So when our cells function on any level, whether it's living or exercise, which is sped up living, when our cells function on any level, the inside of the cell must stay alkaline. The outside, the extracellular fluid, if you will be acid, but that's taken care of by our acid eliminating systems. Bowel, urine, CO2 through the lungs. If you don't get it out fast enough, it will come out your skin, because it can't stay in there. The heart does not tolerate an acid environment, even though everything we do produces an acidic environment. But we have those systems in place that work automatically that eliminate acid from the system. Because remember, I spoke last week, when there's an increase of acid, there's an increase of arthritis. Acid-itis. Acid joints, arthritis. Acid colon, colitis. Acid bursa, bursitis. Acid gallbladder, cholecystitis. That's my big doctor word for today. And so, again, the reason why you stretch after is to improve circulation in the muscle, get lactic acid out, and also get fresh, nourishing blood in to repair the muscle so that you can do it again the next time. I've altered my exercise program just a little bit. I'm probably at one of the best weights I've been in a long time. I'm at maybe 201, 202, and I'm probably around 10% body fat at the moment. I plan on getting single digit, but what I'm working on is flexibility and increased strength without increased bulk. I don't really want any more bulk. I don't have to look like a bodybuilder, but I want my muscles to work when I ask them to, and that's the definition of becoming more mature. You say, okay, muscles, let's do this, and then your body say, when you want to do this? As opposed to, boom, instantaneously, you can jump to it. And so, again, the more you exercise, the better it is, and there's different kinds of exercise. There's cardio-aerobic exercise, which I highly recommend, and then there's yoga and Pilates, and Zumba is a cardio-aerobic exercise. Like I mentioned, it is one of the most fascinating things I've ever done, and it has improved my golf game tremendously because Zumba tends to work on the core. Now, your core is technically the part of your body between your knee and your shoulder. That's your core because it attaches to the core of your body. Now, the center of your core is that space just under your last rib, your rib cage, and the middle of your thigh. That's the center of your core. And so, theoretically speaking, that's supposed to be our strongest area between the rib cage and the mid thigh. But we all have work to do, trust me, in order to keep it more strong. And what Zumba does, it gets you in touch, getting the signal from body to brain and brain back to body by way of your nerve system. When I first started Zumba, I couldn't get my left leg to do anything I wanted to do. Well, that's a nerve signal. Well, doc, I can't reach up to the top shelf anymore. Well, that's a nerve signal. If it's not trauma, it's a nerve signal. But, doc, I can't reach up on the third shelf. Well, don't do that then again. Well, that's not a solution. You have to figure out why that signal is being detoured or delayed or impaired. And so, well, doc, I can't raise my arm at all. Well, that's called paralysis. And unless it was created by a trauma, a physical trauma, when you ran into something, then it's a nerve signal. And here's an important point. Here's why exercise is so beneficial. It's more important that the body sends the correct message to the brain. So, which nerve signal is more important? Coming from the brain or to the brain? The signal that's most important in the nerve system is the sensory signal. That's the signal going to the brain. That's what's most important. Your brain doesn't say, well, body, you're sending me a really stupid message here. I'm not going to pay any attention to it. In fact, I'm just going to make you do what I want you to do. But the brain doesn't think that way. The message going to the brain is more important than the message coming from the brain. That's why when you do exercise,
Hold that thought, doctor. Hold that thought. We've got a break. We'll be right back.
All righty. Can't get no satisfaction. I can't get no satisfaction.
gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That website's goldwealthfinancial.com. You may not know it, but Gold Wealth Financial is also a broker for precious metals. Yes, he buys and sells precious metals. That would be gold and silver bullion, bars and rounds, and gold coins and silver coins. If you have gold coins and silver coins and bullion and rounds you want to sell, give him a call. He'd be glad to talk to you, arrange a fair price, and get cash in your pocket. His website's goldwealthfinancial.com. His telephone number is 480-440-7100. I say it again, 480-440-7100. Great people, great service. You'll be very glad that you contact them. Thank you very much.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wood, and there I'm not forgotten. In Dixie's land, where I was born in early on a frosty morning. Look away, look away, look away, Dixie land. And I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land, I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie. Away, 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 down south in Dixie. Oh, this is
bad. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 5th day of April. We're going to have a lot of fun, have fascinating conversations over dinner every evening on the John Moore Patriot Symposium cruise coming up this October. You need to sign up and get everything ready by the 4th of July. That's the time frame. So check it out at my website at thelibertyman.com. Visiting with my friend, my personal physician, Dr. Lynn Wilbert. If you need some private consultation with Dr. Wilbert, give him a call. Here's that telephone number for Dr. Wilbert, 888-323-1786. I say again, 888-323-1786. And if you want to give us a call or a comment here at Republic Broadcasting, just give us a call at 800-313-9443. Let's continue, Doctor.
Yes, before the break, J.R., we posed the question, why would you want to exercise? And see, that's a powerful motivator in our quest to be healthier and more productive and live a longer life. Why would you want to do that? Well, I just gave you the reasons. Be more productive, live a longer life, stave off any condition that you don't want from lack of activity, and most importantly, increase your GAP, your G-A-P. Now, GAP is my acronym for General Adaptive Potential. Your General Adaptive Potential, what does that mean, Doctor? Well, that means that you have a system that automatically adapts to your stresses in life. And as I mentioned, when I identify stress, I don't identify stress as good or bad, but it's how you respond to the stress. Your body's capable of responding to the stress appropriately. Now, if you're one of those people who do not respond to stress appropriately, then you're going to, in your mind, increase your response to the stress. And when you increase the response to a non-physical stress, your GAP goes the other way. Your general adaptive potential goes the other way. It decreases as opposed to increases. So if we were to eat a banana right now, your stomach would have to adapt to the banana. It would change its environment. It would start secreting enzymes so that you can digest the banana appropriately. And if the stomach didn't do that, you'd have some major complications, if not near death. So the body knows how to respond to stresses of normal life. Well, is it normal to get upset? No, it's not. You don't see trees getting upset. You don't see any aspect of nature getting upset. In fact, in nature, nature knows how to handle upsetness, which is called perturbation, the root word being perturb. When humans get perturbed, we don't know what to do with it because it creates an acid chemistry that's not from living or thinking appropriately. Humans weren't supposed to think less than positive feelings. And we'll talk a little bit more about that when we get into the thoughts of the New Start program, the first T. So here's what happens. When you get upset, your body thinks it's a bear chasing you. And when a bear's chasing you, you don't stop to eat. You don't stop to use the bathroom. You don't stop to sleep. You will run as long as the bear is chasing you. But that's not exercise. That's running for your life. However, if each of us got up and ran around the block, moderate pace, we come back and we check blood pressure. From running, the blood pressure would be elevated. It would be elevated. It would be 200 over 110 or 120. Well, you've just expanded your GAP. You've increased your GAP doing exercise, and your blood pressure went up. But if you decrease your GAP from thinking, less than positive thinking, you produce the same acid as running, your blood pressure goes up. You go to the doctor says, oh, you have elevated blood pressure. Have you been running? No. Well, you're running in your mind. And that's the opposite of increase your GAP. And so if we ran around a block, took our blood pressure after we sat down for about 10 minutes, mine would recalibrate and there'd be various recalibrations of everyone else. But what about the ones that don't recalibrate? What about the ones that still are imagining the bear chasing them? Well, you're going to blow a gasket. Sooner or later, you're going to rupture some vessel in your body, and there's going to be a life-threatening situation. So they tell you, oh, you have to take the medication so that you don't die. Oh, right. Really? Well, doctor, why didn't I need this before?
Not a question. You can't ask that question. You're not allowed to. We have a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned, everybody.
All right.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 5th day of April. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Yes, we are going on a Caribbean cruise. The John Moore Patriot Symposium Cruise is coming October. Check it out. It'll be fun. We'll get together every day for our private conversations. Educating each other, my friend Leon Green and I will be talking about preparedness, geopolitical matters. We'll get together for dinner every evening. We got some ports to call that will be fascinating. So check that out at my website and join us. Join us for the John Moore Patriot Symposium Cruise. Also at my website, if you want to have more energy, if you want to get relief from that arthritis pain that's been bugging you for how many years has that been bugging you? You want to sleep like I do every night, sleep as good as a small child like I do every night? Get yourself an energy cleaner. Seriously, what are you waiting for? I can't help you if you don't get the energy cleaner, but I can if you do. That will help you, and you'll be glad you did it. Check out the energy cleaner and the mattress pads that go with them at my website at thelibertyman.com. We can place your order right there using PayPal. PayPal's marvelous. It's as private can be. People like privacy when they use PayPal. It's a wonderful way to make a purchase.
MasterCard, Visa. You can send me a check if you like. You can call my toll-free online 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Visiting with my friend, Dr. Lynn Wilbert. If you want to get started with Dr. Wilbert, well, you can go to his website and check him out at AccuTouch.com. It's A-C-C-U-T-U-C-H. There's a link from our website on my links page. And he has a toll-free number to give him a call and have a private consultation. That's 888-323-1786. I say again, 888-323-1786. Let's continue, Doctor.
All right, J.R., I was over the break. I'm thinking to myself, I'm saying, self, why does it work like that? What I mean, I've always been a why guy. I don't know. I look at it as a benefit. I just don't accept at face value if the doctor said, well, Glenn, you need blood pressure medication. Why? Well, because your blood pressure is elevated. Why? Well, because they never get to that point. And they convince you. I think they go to theatrical school or something. They convince you that you'll have to take this blood pressure medication for the rest.
Doctor, they believe it themselves.
That's exactly true.
That's all they know. They can't help it. They believe it themselves, even though they're wrong.
And then they convince the general public that's what they need.
Right.
And again, I don't know if it's the white walls, the white coat, the stethoscope around your neck. I have no idea what it is, but they convince seemingly intelligent people to take blood pressure medication. And in my mind, it would be, well, okay, doctor, I can take this for a while, and when my blood pressure returns to normal, I can get off of it. Well, that rarely happens unless you change your lifestyle. Unless you go on a new start lifestyle with nourishment, exercise, make sure you're hydrated with water, how you respond to the stress, the tedious thoughts, we're going to get to that one soon, why breathing is important, rest and relaxation and repair, and then you got to trust the process. Trust the process. Seems like if blood pressure medication worked, take it for a year, and they don't have to take it anymore. That's rarely the case. Again, unless you change the lifestyle, the individual's lifestyle, and that's why I coach you to do that, because I'm sure, I am absolutely positive that most people in their right mind would rather not take medications, because there's no such thing as side effects to medications. It's a direct effect. You take it, you got it, to some degree of intensity, but that's a myth. That's a misnomer. No side effects. You drink H2SO4, hydrosulfuric acid, you drink that, there's no side effect. The direct effect is you will die. And so what is it we need to do? And here's the question I asked myself. I said, why is it that we can run for the joy of it, for the exercise, expanding our gap, because we've taken our system, our survival system, to a different dimension of functioning that's going to expand your general adaptive potential, that's going to exercise your heart, that's going to increase the circulation throughout the circulatory system, and you have benefit from that. However, the number one bear that we, as mankind, humankind, womankind, the number one bear that we create in our minds due to stinking thinking is just that. See, your survival system thinks that less than positive emotion, you're running from the bear. And so if you're running from the bear in your head, your blood pressure goes up, because you can't make healing drugs and run from the bear drugs at the same time. Well, there's no bear chasing me. Yes, it is. I just said it again. The number one bear is less than positive thinking in your mind. And so since your survival system can't tell the difference between what's real or imagined, go on YouTube and search Ella Fitzgerald and watch her with her human voice break a goblet. And if they did it again, she would break another goblet. And as many goblets as they put in front of her, she could do it. But only this time it was a recording. They hit rewind play, and the next goblet did the same thing because it responds to universal law without thought. The goblet broke. And so our survival system is kind of like that goblet. It doesn't know if it's real or a recording. So let's just think about the last time we allowed ourselves to get upset. I mean, upset to the point where your respiration changed, your nostrils flared, your heart rate increased, you were so angry you couldn't see straight. Mm-hmm, it's true. You get emotionally upset, you may as well remove that frontal lobe from your brain. It's a do-it-yourself frontal lobotomy. You've heard people say it all the time. I was so mad I couldn't see straight. Oh, that's neurological. You don't want to eat either. Please don't eat when you're not at peace. And so in your mind, you're imagining the bear chasing you. And so now, since your healing system, your survival system doesn't know that it's not a real bear, it responds as if it was. That was just, I just had that thought. It was fascinating to me. So now we can go out and run for a mile. We will expand our gap. We will make recovery drugs. That's what we do. We have a pharmacy factory inside of our body that makes more drugs than the pharmacy factory outside of our body. In fact, the pharmacy factory out there, they can't make as many drugs as we can. We just stop making them. Why? Because our gap is diminished. Our general adaptive potential is diminished. And the reason why this just came to me, I have to write it down so I can be sure to include it in my book. The reason why is because it's responding perfectly to you running. But I'm not running. You're running in your mind. But if you're running for real, using your body, now you're sending the signal to your survival system, to your brain, and you're expanding your gap. And when you finish running, you feel good. You make recovery drugs. And, man, your heart's happy because now it's slowed down as opposed to sped up, and you're so thankful you were able to get that exercise in. But you can increase it with your mind? Yes, you can. And you can also decrease it with your mind. Wow. I'm going, that's amazing. So your survival system doesn't and can't tell the difference between a thought as a stimulus are running as a stimulus. However, the result is different. If you're running, you're sending a signal to the brain that says, hey, I'm exercising. Oh, yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. You're sending a signal to the brain. The brain says, okay, we got this. But if you're sitting in your favorite chair, and you're stressing out of control, stinking thinking over something you have no control over, you may as well be running from the bear. And that will decrease your gap. That will decrease your body's ability to handle whatever it is you're dealing with. We started to speak about perturbation. Root word being perturbed. In nature, perturbation is no issue. We get a cold mass and a warm mass, and they collide, and the barometric pressure changes, and the wind picks up. Shoot, we got anything from a thunderstorm to a tornado. But after it's over, you notice how clear and how calm everything is. Even a rainbow will pop up sometimes after a storm. Or we can take an oyster. And this oyster is going, I don't like this little grain of sand on my lining. So it starts to secrete an enzyme that encapsulates this little grain of sand. And then pretty soon, the sand is no longer an irritant. And there's no perturbation, but there's a pearl. Oh my goodness. So when there's perturbation, there's a pearl. Take the rock masses, the mountains. Oldest mountains on the planet is over on the continent of Africa. But that's where the most diamonds are as well.
Why is that? Well, they've been there for eons of years. And when there's perturbation in the rock mass and it starts to compress and slide, it turns to cold. Further perturbation turns coal to diamonds. So in every aspect of nature, perturbation is handled with a positive outcome, except the ones that can think for themselves. Yeah, you and me. We can create perturbation with a thought. Is it live or is it Memorex? Is it real or is it imagined? And again, the effect is just the opposite. If you exercise for fun, if you move your body for fun, you will expand your general adaptive potential. Now, there is a website. If you go to YouTube again and search Dr. Hans, H-A-N-S, Hans Selye, S-E-L-Y-E. He's been touted as the father of stress. And on his list of stressors, things that create stress, is exercise. On his list is strong emotions. And we as physicians, we have studied, I think Hans Selye was at his peak right around somewhere between 1920 and 30. So early medical physician, we're still studying his work. And he says that we have a general adaptive syndrome. Yeah, lifestyle. Lifestyle. So what do you do to allow your system to acclimate the stress? Well, it's certainly not sticking thinking. You can create stress for you just by thinking of emotional upsetness. Just by thinking it. And so it creates a chemistry that is foreign to the system. It's acid as opposed to alkaline, but it's a foreign chemistry. So what do you do with it? You use your acid neutralizing systems to neutralize the acid from thinking, from stinking thinking. But the deal is, some of us are stinking thinking 24/7 and don't even know it. And so consequently, what you do is wear out your healing system, your normal healing systems, like recovery from exercise, recovery from trauma, recovery from any emotional upsetness, because it's not continuous unless you allow it to be. You know what bad days are? Oh, I'm having a bad day. A bad day is you dwelling on the bad moment that you had hours ago, and you keep repeating it. Your survival system does not know time. It doesn't know linear time. It's a vertical time zone. That's how you get a bad day. And in the world of quantum physics, you attract the energy to you that you create with your mind. Whoa. That's a kind of deep statement. That's going to come back again when we talk about thought. But we were talking about blood pressure. Blood pressure goes up when you run, comes back down to normal when you stop running. It runs, your blood pressure would go up if a bear started chasing us right now. Oh, yeah. That's the fight or flight. Less than positive thinkings create a fight or flight mechanism in your system, and you're doing neither. But you are in your mind. You're doing it in your mind. You see those big muscle builders that you can't see their neck? Yeah, that's called the trapezius muscle. The trapezius muscle is the only muscle in the body that has two kinds of nerves that come and make it work. Two nerves that innervate it. A cranial nerve, 11, spinal accessory, comes out of the brain, and C3, 4, 5, and some fibers of 6 in your neck, cervical nerves. So you can do a bench press if you're bench pressing. But if your shoulders are holding hands with your ears, you're bench pressing in your mind, and you're wearing yourself out. And so there's real exercise, and there's imaginary running. They have opposite effects of each other. That's amazing to me. That's amazing. That's absolutely amazing. Is it real or is it imagined event? Is it fight or flight, or is it I went to the gym because I wanted to? I know it benefits me. It increases my circulation. It increases my gap. It gives my heart a workout. It helps move blood through my circulatory system so I don't have those deep vein thrombotic things or blood clots that they call them. Yes. And you start breathing, your lungs, wow, we haven't breathed this hard in a while. Well, you can recover from that. That's the recovery zone. That's the benefit from exercising, from real exercising. And we're going to talk, as we close, about why it's necessary to do the proper kind of exercise, because you can short-circuit your nerve system doing incorrect movement. In other words, I had the experience as a young child. I put a knife in the wall socket because I wanted to see what would happen. Why did you tell me don't do that? I put it in the wall socket. Yeah, I didn't do it again. I did not do it again. And so,
hold that thought, doctor.
Don't know can
thought.
Hurt.
We have our last break. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. I want to talk to you for a moment about my friend Steve Hunt and his company, Gold Wealth Financial. That website's goldwealthfinancial.com. There's a link at my website, thelibertyman.com. I know you've been investing in brass, ordnance, steel, and lead for years. It's time to move forward and also invest in gold and silver. Go to Steve's website, goldwealthfinancial.com. Download the free Rookie Mistakes Guide. If you don't have internet access, I know many of you don't, give him a call, and he'll mail you a copy of it. It's beautiful, 480-440-7100. I say again, 480-440-7100. Steve has put together a great team of men and women that really know their stuff, can help you learn about how to invest in gold and silver safely, economically, and do it the right way. You'll be very glad to work with Steve and his people. Thank you very much.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 5th day of April, visiting with Dr. Len Wilbert. His website is linked to my links page at thelibertyman.com. His telephone number, if you'd like to get started with Dr. Wilbert on the road to optimal health and well-being, having the fun, full, healthy, productive life that we all want, don't we? Give him a call. Here's his telephone number, 888-323-1786. Let's continue, doctor. We got about 3 minutes.
All right, JR, we'll sum it up. The question is, why would we exercise? Why? What are the benefits? Well, if you haven't exercised in a while, my suggestion is to start off slow. Start by walking a few blocks, increase it incrementally, and then keep going. Keep moving. Exercise, we are designed to move. In 85% of the people, there's a big nerve that comes out of the lower part of your back and goes down the back of your leg. It's called the sciatic nerve. Most people have heard of it and even had an experience with it. I have. That sciatic nerve in 85% of the people runs through a muscle that attaches on the bottom of your spine. It runs through that muscle. So if you're sitting on that muscle, you're compressing the sciatic nerve. So the benefits of exercise, you increase circulation throughout the body. You make more healing drugs, more healing chemistry. Your energy level increases. Yes, it does. The more energy you expend, your system is able to make more if you're getting in the proper nourishment to replenish those minerals and vitamins that you need. And finally, that trapezius muscle I talked about, if you're having stinking thinking, creating erratic signals in your brain, you, by the middle of the day, like now, you're going to be doing 10,000 bench presses. By the end of the day, you'll be doing 50 or 60 or whatever. But you never did a bench press. You did it in your mind. That's the opposite of increasing your gap. It decreases your gap with stinking thinking. At that point, get up and exercise so you can flip the switch and send a signal to your brain that's beneficial, as opposed to creating a signal in your brain that makes you think you're running from a bear. That's why we exercise, to increase endurance, to increase energy. We feel better when we move. We increase our life, and we become more productive citizens. And we contribute to the benefit of humankind as opposed to taking away. See, most people don't know, you're not just thinking yourself. You're thinking everyone. It's called the website of humankind. So the more we exercise, the better we feel. The better we feel, the more we exercise. And then we'll just continue doing that for as long as we can. Because we were made to move. We were made to move. We are a dynamic biomedical engineering machine that we are still trying to figure out how it works. As a physician for over 30 years, I can tell you exercise is one of the most beneficial things you can do. Increase your life.
Absolutely, Doctor. We appreciate that. We'll have you back next Friday. Thank you, sir.
Awesome. Thank you, John.
Okay, that's it for the day. That's it for the week. Get your medical supplies, your energy, cleaning, essential oils. Now while you can. Never ever give up your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day and weekend. And God bless America.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.